fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Okay, you're on the air.
And mahalo for tuning in to Hawaii.
Are you there, George?
I'm on.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm talking. Am I on the
Hello?
Air or not? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Waipahu today.
Feedback. We're getting feedback from you. Okay, okay, it's okay.
Okay, is it okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay. And today, I wanted to cover a little bit more about what was on the news about airbags. A lot of people don't realize how unsafe the airbag is. The airbag can deploy as you're going down the freeway. There's no guarantee that it won't do it. It can do it. And if it deploys into your face, you'll lose control and crash the car. When you crash the car, you won't remember if it was the airbag that made you lose control or whatever. But in the accident, they'll assume that you lost control and hit that object. It's kind of hard to prove. So that airbag, I recommend highly to get rid of it. Because if the airbag was so safe, why does it kill children? And if the airbag was so safe, why is it there is no racing organization that requires it? In auto racing, whether it's drag racing, Indy, NASCAR, safety is the number one issue. Now, if you want to talk about safety, you look at what they're doing as far as safety. What is on this, supposedly, on the safety check, that airbag is part of it, I don't think so. Because number one, the older cars do not have airbags. And number two, that safety check form does not have airbag listed. So, it should be taken off. But most of all, safety check as it is should be taken off. No safety check. Because it's not been enforced. Okay, and they don't even enforce car registration. The other thing I wanted to talk about was reconstruction permit. If you have your car modified, they require you to have a reconstruction permit. Now, let me back it up a bit. Back in the old days, the state picked up that law of reconstruction permit from California. But in California, they had that. But they used the reconstruction permit as an excuse. It was an excuse to pull over someone that was speeding the opposite direction. I mean, excessively speeding. The police could not pull them over the next time they see it for no reason. So they would pull the car over for what is called a reconstruction permit. It's like a harassment thing. Well, Hawaii back then required you to have a reconstruction permit because they wanted you to show that you have receipts for all of the modifications you've done and change of wheels and stuff like that. Well, the reconstruction thing went way out of hand. On the Big Island, if a contractor put a pipe rack on his truck, he would have to have a reconstruction permit. That's silly. Okay? In Honolulu, this one young guy removed his wheels from his Toyota, chrome-plated the wheels, and was required to have a reconstruction permit. So I went down to talk to the inspector, and the inspector says, anytime you change any part of a car, is required a reconstruction permit. So I told him, then in that case, if you're going to the letter of the law, everybody needs a reconstruction permit for changing the motor oil. He said, no, that don't count. Well, now they're using their own discretion. It's all wrong. But anyway, the Auto Islands now today does not have a reconstruction law. Only Honolulu, Oahu, has a reconstruction law. So why not eliminate that and eliminate safety check? Because a lot of that system is being abused by the auto shops and charging customers for things that is not necessary. So anyway, you can give us a call at 524-1080. Yes, 1080. So anyway, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call. But I am for getting rid of safety checks. Now, if the state would look at it carefully, if a car recently got safety checked and the brakes failed and got into a terrible accident, there would be a humongous lawsuit, not only against the shop that did the safety check, but against the state that qualified that person to be a safety check inspector. So, I don't think that's a good gamble. And the paying of administrative costs to do the safety check division is not necessary. You gotta cut costs, spending too much money. Anyway, if you have a question, give me a call. 524-1080. 524-1080. Like I said earlier, I'm broadcasting from Waipahu at Alan Chintani's construction company. Where I'm here helping the Moana Loa High School refurbish their band trailer to carry their band equipment. So that's why I'm doing a remote. So anyway, that's the main thing. It's the airbag and safety check. The other thing I wanted to talk about too is air pressure in your tires. Majority of you have 32 or 34 pounds tire pressure. Tire pressure should be minimum of 44. Minimum is 44. 32 is ancient. The new pressures out, the new technology tires is 44 minimum.
So what if some of them say like 51?
The newer high performance, high speed rated tires are up higher at 51. They even go up as far as 61.
But if you're driving on hot roads, do you still recommend doing the maximum air pressure?
Yep. Because if you go, if the air expands and go up, it doesn't hurt. But if it goes down, it hurts. And the tire, a lot of tire companies are using nitrogen to fill your tire. Nitrogen is good for racing because you want your tire pressure at a certain pressure. Like if you needed it at 60, you want it to stay at 60 no matter what. So nitrogen is good for that because it doesn't expand. The tire companies like the nitrogen because they put in 32 pounds and it will not expand, so it'll wear out the tire faster. The outer edge of the tire wears out first.
So, you know, say if you went to a tire company, had your tires changed, mm-hmm. and they put nitrogen in, and then it wasn't, say it's 32 and you want to make it to 44, can you just add regular air in it?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's why they're using nitrogen. Nitrogen is actually the best air for racing. And if you're going to use the right air pressure on the street, yes, it's good. But if you use it underinflated, it's not good because it's going to stay underinflated all the way and eat up your gas mileage. You lose 3 miles to the gallon of gas and you lose tire life. Also, the dangerous part is the vehicle is not as stable with the 32 pounds versus the 44. With the 44 pounds air pressure, the vehicle becomes a lot more stable on the freeway. Okay? So that's the reason. But please try to get rid of safety check. Everything is just getting out of hand with safety check. Okay, so anyway. Any questions, comments, give us a call. 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway.
You know, if you have, you service your car and then you tell whatever station or repair shop that you want to change your oil and you want synthetic oil, but they don't use the Royal Purple or the EMS oil and mm-hmm. they use something else, well, how long do you think that other brand will last?
Not even around the block. All the oils out on the market today has no metal protector. Only AMS oil and the Royal Purple HPS has metal protector. In the back of all motor oil bottles, there's a round SAE seal. If you look at the seal, the last two letters used to be SL, Sugar Larry. Now it's SN, Sugar Nancy. Why did it change? Because there is no metal protector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the oil did have, not today. Only AMS oil and Royal Purple has. Only the Royal Purple HPS has metal protector. You've got to turn the bottle around and look. If it has the round seal, it don't have metal protector. If it doesn't have the round seal, it has it. Okay?
Okay, you want to go to a caller before we go to a break?
Okay.
We have John from Honolulu on the line.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? I like your knowledge of vehicles. And I was listening, and I heard something that was interesting, and I want to ask you, what is the lawmakers who keep making these laws only in Honolulu, how are they able to get away with it?
Because the people of Hawaii allow it.
Then there must be some kind of agenda.
Yes, I mean, Hawaii is a special place. I don't want to say this, but whenever you go to get something done that's big, it's going to take time. You convince them with a little money, and they say it's okay.
But you said something really important. You said it's only in Honolulu.
Hawaii.
But you said Honolulu for this last law you described.
Oh, yeah. Because only Honolulu has it.
Very interesting.
Only Honolulu has it.
And this is why I called, because Honolulu always is the only one that has a lot of things. So I'm wondering,
you're right.
Who's benefiting from all this?
I don't know.
But it sounds to me like someone is benefiting.
Yes. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's go to break.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Rolling again, and
how's Rolling
Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. Just sitting here pondering life, and I just want to say that because people know that I was in the Marine Corps, a lot of people have been asking me what I think about North Korea nuking Hawaii, and I tell them this, and they think it's cold, but I go, there's nothing you could do, so don't worry about it.
You're such a nice guy.
Hey, George, let me run the like quick scenario for you. The sirens go off. You have 12 to 15 minutes before the missile hits Hawaii. And let's say they're sending a like nuclear bomb to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do in 15 minutes?
Pray.
You ain't got a basement.
You pray.
Most of the houses here barely stay at the. And everybody's mad at me, but somebody's got to tell you the truth.
That's
what
right.
What are you
going
to do? If you got kids, you're going to jump in the car and go to the school to get the kids? Okay.
Nope.
15 minutes?
You're not going to make it.
You ain't going to make it. I'm laughing because, not because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because how we don't think about things.
Yep.
You know, like you ran the commercial for years, if it was the last time.
That's right.
And we just, it's human nature. You just take your life for what it is, and, you know, you go along. And for the gentleman who just called before I go, there's always a benefit to any law, and typically follow the money.
Yes.
It usually comes down to, this law benefits these people because of this enactment, you know? Like,
yep.
I told people, the surfers never had enough money to hire the lawyers to sue the super ferry. Now, I don't know who hired them, but the guys I saw sitting on surfboards didn't look like they're laying out $200,000-$300,000 for lawyers to do a law suit against the state. follow the money.
That's right.
Okay, that's my three subjects for today. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Stop worrying, folks. Hang out with your family and have a great time. And we'll talk to you later. Aloha.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, do we have any calls? Hello?
No.
Okay. That being the case, we have a little break. And I want to disturb Clean Steve because he don't need the food he's eating. He can stand not having it. And he's just stuffing his face. So I'll put him on. And he's going to talk to you a bit. Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Well, we're doing a project out here with Monolo Lions Club, and we're rebuilding a trailer for the Monolo High School band department. So we're looking to finish that this weekend and then refurbish it and have it available for the Monolo High School band. So well, that's what we're doing, and it's a nice sunny day out here in Waipahu. Boy, is it hot. Anyway, I'll put George back on the line. There you go. Thanks, Steve. He wanted to cut it short because he's hungry. He's looking at his food right there on the table.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that's good. You guys are fixing that or refurbishing
the trailer,
because they have a really great band.
Yeah, and they don't have a football field anymore.
Why not?
They cannot use it.
Not safe.
I don't know. Everything's messed up. But anyway, we're here restoring the trailer so that they could carry the band equipment. And there's a little tweaks here and there that has to be done.
Oh, because it's like getting to be football season.
Yes. Yes. Monolo High School doesn't have to have a band, huh?
Yeah, but where do we need that?
Well,
they're a foot court, you know all about
it. They're supposed to have a really good band, but being that they have such an excellent band, give the other schools a chance. So don't have to be there.
Well, you know, I heard from a parent that has a child going to Monolo, they practice a lot.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah. So.
They practice till like 8 or 9 o'clock in the evenings.
Yeah. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is tires. Tires have a lifespan. Just like anything else.
Wow.
The loaf of bread that you buy has a lifespan. Okay? Tires have a 6-year lifespan.
Starting from when it was manufactured?
Yeah.
Or starting from when you buy it?
No. when it's manufactured, there's a little oval on the side of the tire with four numbers. The first two numbers is a week. The second two numbers is the year that it was made. Okay? So, you have 6 years. And that famous movie star, Paul Walker, died in a Porsche, a brand new Porsche, because of the tires being too old. The tires were 12 years old. They saw it on the shelf, and they said, wow, there's new tires on the shelf, so let's stick it on the Porsche. That's wrong. So check your tire manufacturer date, and the date is only on one side of the tire. So if it's not on the outside, it's going to be on the back side. But it's there. And tire pressure, don't forget, the tire pressure is very, very important. 44 is minimum pressure, not 32. Tire companies like to set it at 32 because your tires wear out faster. If you go to the tire place and you look at the tires, worn out and being thrown away, it's the outer edge of the tire that worn out.
Oh,
that's
but
the center.
But isn't the ride smoother or softer at the lower tire pressure?
No, it's not about pleasure riding. It's about safety. When the tire is underinflated, okay, and you're going 60 miles an hour down the freeway, and you turn the wheel, okay, you turn the wheel, the car will not respond that instant. It'll be milliseconds before it turns, and that could cause you a collision. It depends on how many feet per second you are traveling. If you do the math, you'll see it's really dangerous. And the vehicle is a lot more stable at 44 than 32. Okay? So, if you're talking about smooth riding, then best you get a bike and ride down the road.
I just thought some people say that, oh, the ride gets too stiff.
Well, then don't drive. It's safety first. Okay. Pleasure can come later. Safety is number one. You cannot substitute safety for anything else.
You know, before I had this car where you could flip the switch to make it so the ride got stiffer. Does that have to do with the shocks?
That is something to do with the struts.
Oh, struts. Okay. And what happens? Like, it's, you flip it and it goes to, like, sport or something.
Well, to make the shock stiffer, there's a recycling valve inside of the shock. And when you close up that valve, the opening, then the fluid has a harder time moving past. So it becomes stiffer. Okay? That's all it's doing. But a lot of people don't want the stiff riding car. A stiff riding car is a million times safer than a smooth riding car.
Because then doesn't it make it more, I don't know, bouncy?
You're right. With today's streets, yes. But you got to look at how the streets are supposed to be built, like on the mainland and other places, you know, in the world. Only in beautiful Honolulu, it is really... In beautiful Honolulu, you need an off-road vehicle, 4x4, to drive around. Okay? It's not made for a Lexus or a BMW or a Mustang. You need a 4x4 off-road vehicle. And when you see Salim Steve, you got to tell him that.
Why?
Because he uses his Salim as a 4x4.
Well, he doesn't slow down when the streets get bad?
No. That's why he's asking me, oh, how come it's rattling now? Underneath the car is rattling. It's because he abuses the car and uses it for wrong intent. The Saline is supposed to go on a smooth, nice highway and not used as off-road vehicle to go through the jungle. So, anyway.
Well, what happens to your car if you don't slow down and there's like potholes or bumpy road and you just blaze it through it?
Oh, yeah. If you don't slow down for potholes and stuff like that, let me explain a little bit easier. It's like, you know, your arm, your elbow?
Uh-huh.
If you pull it gently, it's okay, right?
Right.
But if you go and pull it all of a sudden real hard, you can hurt yourself. Same thing with the car's joint. The ball joint, the steering joint, and you jam it real hard, it breaks it. And that's what's happening to a lot of cars. And that's why I want to check that, what was that, three boys that died in Eva? They hit the big rail post.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to check it. And HPD won't allow me to check it. Why? What will it hurt if I check it? Because I don't think it was the driver's fault. I think something failed on the car causing the wreck. I'm talking to you, I'm saying this from experience, but when I was in high school and stuff, we used to speed around like crazy. I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody did that. And you don't speed around and go ram into a pole. No. And you don't do it accidentally. But if something breaks off, I don't care if you're Mario Andrade, you're not going to be able to control it. So that's why I want to see it. They cannot, on every accident, single car accident, blame the driver. Maybe in real rare cases, yes, the driver. But I like to see it.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
My 409. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you've got a question, announcement, or whatever, give us a call That's 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Do we have any calls?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Anyway, the tires are very important. So if you have an accident, okay, and it's a bad accident, have the car checked. Don't take it for granted that what the police said is right. Have the car checked, because it could be a mechanical failure. Okay? So that's my recommendation. And the other thing is, when you're going to buy a new car, do not turn in your car.
Why?
Buy a new car. Do not turn in the car.
Why not?
The reason I'm saying this is because the dealer has an amount that they can cut back. Give you an example. If the car is $30,000, they have a leeway to give you $5,000 off, so it becomes $25,000. But if you're going to turn in your car, and they always ask, are you turning in a car? They want to know before they give you the estimate. Because if you're turning in the car, you don't get the $5,000 off. See what I'm saying? That $5,000 off will be paying for your car. So it's like you're giving the dealer your car free. Okay? So never turn your car in. Sell it on outside on Craigslist or whatever. Buy the car straight out. Don't turn in. That's the way to get the maximum for your dollar.
How can you figure out how much he would have? I guess you can ask him, if I don't turn in a car, what it would cost. If I turn in a car, what the cost would be.
If you're gonna ask a dealer what the cost will be if you turn in a car, they're not gonna give you the discount cost if you bought it cash. No turn in. You gotta remember, the dealer is there to make money. They're not there to do you a favor. Okay? And when you're buying a used car from a dealer, not from private individual, dealer, a used car is no such thing as is. Okay? Anything safety related, the dealer has to fix. Anything safety related, tires, brakes, steering, suspension, the safety related, they have to fix it. So if the tires look worn out, they have to change the tire. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 524-1080.
You know, if you're going at high speed and you have a flat tire, what are you supposed to do? What should you do?
When you have a high speed and you have a flat tire.
Right. Like, say if you're going on the freeway, you know, you're not exactly going slow.
Okay.
So you're not supposed to slam on your brakes, right?
No. Go to the right lane, drive slowly, get off the freeway. Do not stop on the freeway. A lot of accidents happen on the freeway because of, what do you call them? Neck stretchers, or people curious want to see, and they lose control and crash. Rubberneckers, yeah.
Okay, we have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn. Hey, George. Hey, I get a couple topics. I saw you on TV yesterday about airbags. Okay. Anyway, I get a couple topics to talk about, and if you're running out of time, just say, you know, get. Also, on Punisher Motorsports, a couple months ago, they had something about why the Hawaii Racer Park in 206 went down the drain, and there was Evelyn Souza, and she was with her group was trying to buy the lease or whatever from Hawaii Racer Park, and this guy named Mike Oakland, with his LLC, went ahead and purchased it, and you know this and that. So this is why the Hawaii Racers were on Oahu don't have a park anymore. And a couple news ago, Tracy Arakaki also said, you know, the guy been on your show, he's trying to get a group going to buy a land, or is that a reality, or is it just dreaming? So I will listen to your comment off the air if you want to make comments on it, or if not.
The true facts of it, I cannot indulge on the radio.
Okay, I understand. Hey,
there is land that can be used for a raceway, but it takes money, and it's
right,
sad
right.
that the state puts the rail as number one priority.
Yeah, okay. You know that Sun Island, I know you proposed that was a good land. Well,
yes.
My wife and I went there to look at Sand Island. We were way in, you know, it's a big area on the backside where the surfers are. And it's all just empty parkland, like with grass and stuff. So, as you mentioned a couple months ago, that would be a great idea. And it's all industrial, right? So, nighttime, nobody can humbug
That's
about
right.
noise and stuff.
That's right.
So, yeah, so anyway, thank you very much, George.
Thank you for calling. But anyway, the politicians need to get more creative and create money-making projects like a raceway would create money for the state. You know, something like that, or, you know, other than musical bands and stuff. And talking about musical bands, the NBC and the Convention Center, it's not highly utilized. Not being used. If you go to Las Vegas, all the convention centers and everything is used every day. But what happened to Hawaii? Las Vegas never had a raceway. They never had drag racing in Las Vegas. But those people there looked at the whole thing and said, hey, we need to have that so we can make money. What happened to Hawaii? What happened to Honolulu? The politicians in office have to take off some time and go look at the race. Not just the race, but look at how much money it generates. That's what it's all about. The money. But anyway, I can say this all the way for 100 years. So if you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 524-1080.
You know that trailer you guys are repairing? What's wrong with it?
The what?
The trailer that you're refurbishing, what's wrong with it?
I think it's easier if you ask me what's good with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of trailer is it? Is it a covered trailer?
No, it's just a flat trailer.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to make it as a semi-covered. But first of all, trying to get rid of the rust. It's terribly rusted. So, anyway, it's break time. Yeah? Hello?
You're listening to Automotive 101 on K108 with George Needham.
Dave.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
We have Harry from Kaneohe.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, hi, George. I have a, excuse me, I have a 2002 Subaru, and on Monday I'm going to take it down to Servco to find out what might be wrong with it. And when I park the Subaru facing down the street to go up the street in the opposite direction, I have to kind of make a U-turn, going backwards and making a U-turn so I face up the street. And when I do that, for about half a mile, I get in the rear toward the tire, kind of a sound of bang, bang, bang. And after, let's say, half a mile, it disappears and the car works wonderful. Does that strike a bell with you at all?
Only when you go in reverse?
Yeah, when I go in reverse and I back around partially into the neighbor's, across the street's driveway and go up my little hill and go down Kaneohe Bay Drive. It's been going on for some time, but it's getting a little louder. It'll down toward the rear tire on the driver's side. It's kind of a bang sound, and then it begins to disappears, and I can't imagine what it is.
What kind of gas are you using?
Oh, I hate to say it, but I'm using Costco.
Try changing your fuel.
I could change the fuel, but I mean it's like a something hitting, you know.
Yeah.
I think on the phone they said something about bushings maybe, or... Would that mean anything?
Bushings would make it any time, but bushings don't know if you're going backwards, upside down, or what way. They'll do it all the time, if it was bushing.
Uh-huh. No, just at the beginning. And if I drive all day and I don't make that particular turn, it doesn't make that sound again until I get my own driveway.
Okay.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
But you're kind of a magician, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah, it could be a bushing, but I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a front-wheel drive car, right?
Well, it's all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yeah, the Subaru, okay. 2002. I've got about 63,000 miles after some 16 years of driving.
Check the TV shop.
Huh?
Check the CV shaft.
Oh, the shock.
No, CV shaft.
CV shaft.
Oh, yeah. Shaft.
Shaft. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of serious, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take it down. It's about 15 miles or 12 miles from here. And I'm hoping it's okay. Of course, my wife's going to be following me in the other car.
Don't drive fast.
Right. Yeah, find out on Monday. I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, of course, I have to go in and, being a Subaru, give them my, my ID number because of the airbag?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have to replace the airbag, too.
Oh. So. I don't like the airbags.
I know. I listen to you faithfully now, I'd say maybe 15 years. Saturday afternoon has become sacred to me.
Thank you.
But at the beginning of your show today, you had some real good advice, you know, on tire pressure and adding to the, you know, the oil you always advise and so forth and so on. I really appreciate your information. So, well, anyway, George, take care and thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, anybody else have another question?
Hold on, not yet.
Okay. Anyway, the reason I'm asking is because I'm out here in Waipahu, and I'm not in the studio, so we're trying to keep the broadcast going and help the Moanalua High School with their trailer. They need a band trailer to take the band equipment to places so they can practice the marching band because they don't have a football field.
Wait, but if they don't have a football field, they don't have a football team?
That's a good question. I don't know. What happens to Monolo High School if they don't have a football field? Where are they going to practice? On the highway? Oh, they're building a track now, so they can't use the football field. So
but
where
do they have a football? They have a football.
Going to practice. They practice at Alamoana Park.
Hmm. Okay, we have James from Honolulu on the line.
Hi. Hi. I have two questions. You mentioned about spark plugs. I think it was AC. Is the best spark plug?
Autolite.
Autolite. And you mentioned something about racing car. They have a special type.
Yes.
What is that? Can you repeat it?
It's a Autolite racing plug.
Oh, Autolite racing spark plug. Okay. Another question is, if you ran a stop sign, stoplight, there's two or three cars up ahead of you, and three of you are stopped waiting for the light to turn green, and here comes a car behind me, and it's coming real fast. What should I do? Push on my brakes, or just get off the brakes?
Well, in that case, lean back in your seat, put your head back on the headrest, and just get ready to get hit.
Don't step on the brake.
You have to step on the brake.
Step on it. Okay. All right. I was wondering about that.
According to the Hawaii state law, you're going to be charged with rear-ending the car in front of you.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I can imagine that.
It's actually the guy in the back that caused the whole thing.
Yeah, right. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Put your head against the headrest, okay? And step on the brake. Okay. Thank you, George.
Okay. Thank
Have
you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, there's a lot of things that come up, and a lot of people in Hawaii don't shy to call on the radio, but that's the only way you're going to learn. You got to call and ask a question. You always ask the question after the show. But anyway, I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. It helps the wiper blade. And wiper blades are good for only 6 months. You should change them. But vision is very, very important.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I don't know if you announced it, but this Monday I just heard there's going to be an informational briefing at the State Capitol Auditorium, 10 o'clock, about the rail.
Oh.
And the special session will be 1 week starting from Monday, August 28th. But people should show up and, I suppose, ask questions, if anything, on Monday.
You know, Barbara, you know, not to knock anybody down,
or anything like that, but you know this rail thing, okay? It is way out of budget.
I know.
You know, and if anybody went to get an estimate to build a house, and let's say the estimate was $250,000, and the builder comes back and say, I need $1 million. Are they going to say, okay?
No.
So, I don't understand.
And Hanneman started
why do you ask for an estimate if you're not going to follow the estimate?
Yeah, because we're stupid and they know it.
I know.
People are lazy.
I didn't want to say that.
People just don't want to, they want to grumble in the background and expect other people to do the work.
That's right. Well, I'm in Waipahu today at Alan Shintani's construction site, his warehouse.
I just hope that a lot of people can come on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to come.
Well,
you're going to be there, Barbara?
The rail, in my opinion, is bankrupting Honolulu.
One person can make a difference if they become more knowledgeable, because when you meet other people and you learn, then you can change a lot of people's, if you change your own
life. Well, Barbara, if the governor and the mayor were good leaders, leaders from the heart for the people, they would have stopped it a long time ago.
Yep, yep. Well, it all started with Hanneman. He lied to us, so.
Find me a politician that doesn't lie.
But this is the biggest budget in the state of Hawaii, and it's taking monies from everything else.
Yeah.
It might make us go bankrupt.
Yeah, it's going to make us go bankrupt. Only the wealthy can live here, like predicted many years ago. But people still under Okolis. Well, I'm hoping that people's persistence will, even if it's a few people, you never know how things can change, and you can be one of them.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, I think it's that time of the day, right?
Soon, in a minute.
Yeah. So anyway, any call?
No.
We okay?
We're okay.
Going to a close?
Oh, well, we got one caller. Hold on.
Okay, we gotta wait till one last caller. But yes, folks, you gotta remember, safety is number one. Safety.
Okay, we got Carol from Honolulu.
George,
Hi, Carol.
I have the email information about the rail thing, which is really, really important. It's gonna involve five different committees in the legislature. So this is a really big last-ditch effort. So I'll email you the information, okay?
Okay.
Monday, August 14, 10 a.m. at the State Capitol Auditorium, really important. But if you want to testify, they won't accept anything. You have to be the day before the meeting, otherwise they won't take your testimony. So you can go down there and testify if you want. But the point is, this really is important because it has to do with extending the general excise tax for years and years to pay for the rail. So
okay.
Anybody who can come, go down there and protest.
Thank you.
Okay? Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's the big issue, folks. Go down Monday and protest. Grab those buggers by the neck and shake them a little bit. This has got to stop. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and apologize for not so good of a show today because we're broadcasting from Waipahu remote, and I didn't want to play another rerun. So please take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.